拥有嘅天性。
To possess what is good, what is nice, we want to have it.
要不断嘅拥有，拥有好嘅嘢。
We cannot look at a beautiful girl and say, "Praise God, Lord, you have made such something so beautiful." That's fine with me, but not to desire.
当我哋男孩子嚟讲，当你见到一个美丽嘅少女嘅时候，你会唔会话净系睇住佢咁美丽，你就话啊感谢主啊，因为你做咗一个咁美丽嘅人，而一啲嘅占有欲都冇咧？
Could you say, "Lord, may she serve you? May she just shine for you?"
你会唔会话净系话主啊，求你将呢个人嚟接收，让佢嚟侍奉你咧？
But it's so characteristic of him. We want to have it for ourselves.
但系呢个系人类。就是人類的天性，就是一個佔有慾的天性，就是想得到它。
Every little child is amazing. Every little child is a black hole. He sucks everything to themselves, especially sweets.
我跟你講，那些小孩子，小孩子的天性實在是黑洞的天性，他對於其他的物件不斷的接收，尤其是糖果。
The only language they seem to understand, the only phrase is I want, I want. I don't have any, it's always I want.
他们所识的句子只不过是说我需要我需要我不断的需要。
As for forgiving, oh no. We're not part for it. Even to let the other child play for 3 minutes. No, that is a great sacrifice.
当他们一讲到给予的时候他们就会立刻拒绝就算他们的玩具给其他的小孩玩3分钟他们都不愿意。
A spiritual black hole, very cute little black hole, but still spiritual black hole.
小孩是相当活泼的但是他们在性格上来说都好像
If you have a child that is very generous, well, that's wonderful. It has great potential.
当你有一个孩子，当他的性格是不断施予的时候，你就应该为这个小孩而欢欣。
I have yet to see one such child. There are maybe one or two around.
我在这里都是会看到有一两个孩子会有这样的性格。
Your parental training must be exceedingly good, and I think you should give us a chance to learn from you.
在这方面我们看到对于这个孩子来讲，他父母上面的管教是相当的成功。
But the human nature is by nature always wanting to have more.
但人类的天性，这个天性就是不断要收纳的天性。
And the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, where he says there that life does not consist in the abundance of the things you possess, is exactly the opposite of human philosophy.
所以主耶稣基督在路加福音第12章第15节那里对于我们来讲，一个人的生命不在乎他的家道丰盛。
That is the opposite of human philosophy, human thinking.
这个这样的说法对于人类 一般所有的哲学是绝对的相反的。
Because the whole of human philosophy and the whole of human thinking is based on the notion that life does consist in how much you possess.
因为人类所拥有的哲学所拥有的标准就是要衡量你的家道有多少的家产。
And therefore you have to work hard so that you can have nice things. You can enjoy a nice color television, not just small and big ones, big 20 how many inches? 26 or 26? Good. He knows more about it.
所以我们就会看到，即是人类为了要富足的缘故不断的工作，他们要在工作上面得到钱财，要有他们物质上面的享受。
So that you can have a nice car.
所以因为你有钱的缘故，你可以买一架好靓嘅车。
Even two cars better。
或者你可以买两架车。
Nowadays I see some houses even with three garages. Two cars is not enough. There must be three cars.
喺今日嚟讲，我睇到好多屋企里边，佢都有三个车房，竟然间一家人有三架车。
And so you graduate from one garage house to two garage house and then three garage house。
所以你为咗呢个缘故，你就搬完一间屋有一间，你搬完第一间屋有一个车房，你再搬第二间屋有两个车房，再搬第三间屋有三个车房。
And finally, when you get to that, then you have a helicopter pad. That's for the helicopter.
当你搬到有三间车房嘅时候，你就会享有一架直升机啦。
And when you get to that, then you have a place, a house beside the sea or the lake, and then you have your yacht, your ship.
当你有咗一架直升机之后，你亦都有一间，你亦都跟住想有一间喺海边嘅别墅，有一架游艇啊，咁嚟享受下。
Who said life does not consist in what we possess？
边个话生命系唔想收取嘅咧
？And when you have one television, you need to have two televisions so you can watch two programs at the same time. You don't miss anything.
当你睇下人类嘅天性嘅时候，当你有一架电视机嘅时候，你想有两架，因为你咁样可以同时睇两个节目。
I'm sure in Hong Kong you have seen many families with two televisions.And both of them are on, and you're looking at both of them at the same time.
在香港，我想你哋好多人都睇见有一个情况，就系好多人屋企里边都有两个电视机同时放映嘅情况。
I find it very confusing, but apparently for them that's all right. They can concentrate on both.
对我嚟讲，一齐睇两个电视机系相当混乱嘅事，但系对于佢哋嚟讲系相当大嘅享受。
So this is the life is to possess. So you can show you got only one television. Look at me, I got two.
所以我哋就睇到生命嘅本质就系要不断吸收嘅本质。
When you drive a Toyota, look at me, I drive a Mercedes.
当有人揸住一架 Toyota 车嘅时候，你就会同嗰个人讲啊，你睇下我揸住架 Benz 咁。
That is our philosophy. This is our thinking.
呢个就系人类嘅哲学，就系人类嘅思想。
He quotes the other part of the name. It's good Hong Kong style. Good, good. I know in Hong Kong it's called Benz, not Mercedes.
Yeah.
Good. So we find here that the Lord's teaching is exactly the opposite of man. Because the more you give, you will not have anything to buy your Mercedes, your Benz with.
因為如果你係不斷咁樣給予嘅時候，你給予到你連買一架Benz 的房車的錢都沒了。
So you go from big house to small house, small house to smaller house. That's not the world thinking, that's not the world philosophy.
因為你不斷吸引的緣故，所以你住的屋越來越細，但這個並不是人類的想法。
It's only possible to think in the way the Lord Jesus thinks, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's only possible when you are changed, transformed, your thinking is renewed.
除非當你是有主耶穌基督的教訓，給予比施受更有福的時候，你能夠做到這點的時候，就是當主耶穌基督在你生命改變了你的時候，你才做到。
But that is the life of the Christian.
就是這個就是基督徒應該有的本質。
The life of the Christian goes as far as this world in the opposite direction from the way the people in the world are going.
基督徒應該有的本質就是從世俗人所有的意念應該是相反的。
It's a remarkable thing that the true disciple longs for one thing, that at the end,not only may he lose everything, but he may also lay down his life for the Lord.
对于绝对奉献、绝对是主的门徒的人，他只是有一个思念，就是将自己绝对地给予，直至到他死亡的时候。
He keeps on giving until the end, his last breath, he can also give.
他不断地给予，直至他有最后一口气的时候，他都要给予。
There are such people.
我跟你们说，世界上是有这一种这样的人。
As I said, there are such wonderful people, true disciples in the church.
世上真的有这种这么奇妙的主的门徒。
There are people whom I have known who have given away their inheritance, given away everything, step by step, and say they had nothing except their life.
就算在我认识的人之中，他都有这样的行为，他不断地将他所拥有 的财产给予出来，直至他一分钱都没有的时候。
I think of one person I knew at theological college.
当我在圣经学院的时候，我认识了一个同学。
First class honors from Cambridge in engineering.
他是在劍橋的工程系首屈一指的學生。
And he was one who had a great inheritance.
他家裡裏面也是相當的富有。
But he gave away his inheritance.
但是他將他所有的財產給予出來。
He gave away his high-paying job.
他將他高薪的職位放棄了。
He turned his back upon his first-class honors degree.
他連他畢業的時候第一流的學業都抛开
and went out to preach the gospel.
他抛开这些事情去传扬福音。
The Lord used him greatly in Japan.
主耶稣我们的主是大大地重用了他在日本的地方。
Where people are longing for money, here are people who give away everything. People are longing for degrees, we're longing for good jobs, and here are people giving away their degree and their good jobs.
我们会在这里看到两种人，一种人就是要不断地接纳他们的工作，接纳他们的学位，但另外一方面我们看到有些人不断地给予他们的学位，给予他们的钱财。
No wonder that they are extraordinary in the eyes of the world. People look at a person like this and say, wow, that is something.
所以无可怀疑，因为在这些人的身上，比其他非基督徒看到信主的人所有的美丽。
The light that shines out from this kind of people, everybody notices.
这些绝对奉献了的人，他在身上发出来的光辉是每一个人都可以看到的。
These are the stars of the Lord Jesus.
这些就是主耶稣基督的星。
The diamonds on his crown.
也都是他宝座上面的钻石。
Shining forth his light.
不断地将他的光亮发射出来。
We thank God for such people.
我们感谢神，他给我们有这样的弟兄。
If it were not for such people, the church would not only be black holes, they would be an utter disgrace of all time.
如果不是这些弟兄姊妹的话，教会都会成为不但只会成为一个黑洞，亦都会成为主的一种羞辱。
In my year in training in college, in theological college, there were seven people from Cambridge University who had turned their backs upon their careers, upon their jobs, and went out to preach the gospel.
當我在神學院受訓的時候，我知道有七位在劍橋畢業的同學，他們都願意放棄了他們這麼崇高的學業來去侍奉主耶穌基督。
These were the people who are learning to be true disciples.
這些就是要學習怎樣成為主真正門徒的人。
They were learning what it is to give and to give.
他們要學習不斷的施予。
The world cannot understand such people.
世人是不會明白這些這樣的人。
But they noticed such people.
但是他们是发现了这些人有些特质。
And the testimony of such people come across with tremendous power.
在这些人的身上，他们所作出的见证是有无限的力量。
It is through people like this that other true disciples begin to appear.
因为藉着这些弟兄姊妹，其他神所重用的仆人才不断地兴起。
It is people like this who are the backbone of the church.
就是这些人，他们才是教会里面的肢体。
Because they have learned.This very thing we are preaching about today, that the nature of true discipleship is giving. And it is in the giving that they become Christ-like. How was the Lord Jesus like? How easily we read these words. In Matthew
11:28,
I will give you rest.
他說我就使你們得安息。
Do you know how much it cost him to give us rest?
你知不知道主耶穌基督要我們得到安息的時候，他所付出的代價是多大呢？
Do you know how to give the rest to somebody's soul?
你知不知道怎樣才能得以別人的靈魂得到安息呢？
It sounds so easy, isn't it? I will give you rest, as though as rest is a sort of a piece of a package that you come to the Lord Jesus and He gives you a piece of something called rest.
你看到这个字的时候，你以为真的安息这个字是这么容易吗？你以为这样真的一件物件吗？我给你，你就可以即是立刻有安息吗？
You cannot get a piece of rest.
你不可以得到一个实质上面的安息。
You know how He gives us rest?
你知唔知主耶穌基督點樣俾我哋得到安息啊
？By giving Himself to us，
佢就將我哋為我哋舍命。
There is no way you can give rest without giving yourself。
除咗你為別人舍命嘅時候，你唔能夠使別人得到安息。
In fact, you can give nothing without giving yourself。
當你冇為別人舍命嘅時候，你唔能夠使別人受到你嘅給予。
The only way by which you give, in anything you give, you have given something of yourself。
在每一次当我们给予的时候，我们都要在我们生命上面给予一部分出来。
So in conclusion, I want to tell you very briefly seven things that the Lord Jesus gave us in order to give us rest.
所以在结论的时候，我要跟你们说，主耶稣基督使我们得安息的时候，他做了七样东
西。And these seven things all come from John's Gospel that he gives to us.
这七样东西我们在约翰福音那里完全看到了。
To give us rest, he gave us his flesh, his body.
当主耶稣基督说我使你们得安息的时候，他给我们他整个的身体。
We see that in John chapter 6 and verse 51.
我们 在约翰福音第六章第五十五节那里看到。第六章第五十一节那里看到。
There he says, the flesh, that my flesh is what I give you. Perhaps you can just read that in Chinese.
Yeah, 所以主耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章第五十一节那里就对我们这样说，他说我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着，我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
This very flesh, this very body of mine I'm going to give you to feed you with.
所以主耶稣基督他说我要用我的肉来喂养你们。
You cannot have rest if your stomach is empty.
当然我们不会得到安息，当我们肚饿的时候。
You cannot have rest if your spiritual stomach is empty.
当你在属灵上有饥渴的时候，你在灵魂上也得不到安息。
If you are hungry, you just go and discover what rest is. There is no such thing as rest when you are hungry.
当你在饥饿的时候，你完全不会体会到安息的意思。
But the Lord Jesus feeds us with his own self, with his own flesh.
但是主耶稣基督用他自己来喂养我们，用他自己的肉来喂养我们。
His body broken on the cross.So that we may have his life.
他的肉在这个十字架上面为我们舍弃。
And so in John chapter 10 and verse 11, we see the second thing that he gives us. He gives us his life, his flesh and his life.
所以我们继续在约翰福音第十章第十一节那里，主耶稣基督继续跟我们讲他给了什么东西我们。
If you read it.
所以主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十章第十一节那里对我们说，他说 我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
In order to give us that rest, to protect us, to free us from the bondage of sin. You have no rest so long as you are under bondage to sin. To free us, he had to give us his life, to lose his life for us.
他要让我们得到安息，他要让我们在这个罪恶上面得到释放，就是他将他自己的生命舍弃的时候，我们才可以在这方面得到安息。
But thirdly, in order to give us his rest, he gave us his example. Learn of me that I am meek and lowly of heart.
所以第三样，他说我们得到安息的时候，我们要学习他的样式。他说我心里柔和和谦卑。
In order to rest, we have to learn as he lived.
所以我们需要得到安息的时候，我们要学习他的榜样。
The reason why we did not have rest is because we lived the wrong way. We did things the wrong way.
我们得不到安息，就是因为我们没有跟随主耶稣基督的样式。
Now we got to learn to live His way.
在现在我们要学习祂自己的样式。
We have, and He gave us His example, and we see that in John 13 and verse 15.
所以我们继续看到主耶稣基督怎样叫我们学祂的样式，就在约翰福音第13章第15节那里看到。
So this third thing that He gives us as His example, if you read it for us.
所以在第三事情，主耶稣基督叫我们做的就是学祂的榜样，好像约翰福音第13章第15节那里都是这样记载，他说我给你们作了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所作的去做。
So he gives us his example, the example of giving to others.
所以他叫我们要学习祂的榜样，学习我们施予给别人的榜样。
The fourth he gives us is the comforter, the Holy Spirit himself.
所以第三样，第四样，我哋睇到佢俾我哋一个中保，就系呢个属灵嘅中保。
The comforter，
就系一个安慰者，
保惠师啊。
佢就第四样就俾咗我哋一个保惠师，就系属灵嘅保惠师。
That is in John chapter 14 and verse 16。
就喺约翰福音第14章第16节嗰度睇到。
So that we may have a constant help in living out the example。
呢度我哋就会睇到我哋。亦都系为咗呢个保卫师嘅缘故，我哋不断咁样先至得到帮助。
So that we do not have to strive only in our own strength, otherwise we'll be worn out again and we won't have the rest that we need.
所以我哋走呢条天国嘅道路嘅时候，唔系孤单孤独咁样走。
The Comforter enables us to remain in the spiritual rest, to rest unto our soul.
呢个保卫师让我哋喺属灵上面，喺灵魂上面得到安息。
And so we come to the fifth thing that He gives to us is His peace.
我们在第五样东西看到主耶稣基督给我们得到安息的，就是平安。
Without peace you cannot have rest.
如果没有平安的话，我们得不到安息。
You try resting when you have, when you have children in your house screaming around the place. Not so easy to rest without peace.
做父母的我们都知道，当你在家里面有小孩吵吵的时候，你是得不到安息。
But God gives us the peace that comes through reconciliation.
但是神藉着我们和他的和好，他给我们一个真正的平安。
And through peace we have rest.
只是藉着这个平安，我们才可以得到安息。
I give you my peace. This fifth one in John 14 and verse 27.
就是跟着在约翰福音第14章第27节那里看到，他说主耶稣基督，他说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And then the sixth thing that he gives us, as we go on very quickly now, is in John 17, verse 8 and verse 14, where he says, I have given them my words.
所以主耶稣基督对我们说，他给我们第六样的东西，就在约翰福音第17章第8节和第10节那里看到，他说我赐给你们我的道。
If you read the whole verse, please.
约翰福音第17章第8节那里是这样记载，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，就确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
So the words, the teaching, the message of salvation, these words of life he gives to us.
所以我又在这里看到主耶稣基督将永生的道都给了我们。
You are clean through my words. We are made free and so are able to rest from sin.
因为主耶稣基督的道，我们才可以得到洁净，我们才可以得到在罪里面得到释放。
And finally the seventh is that he gives us his glory.
在第七样，我们看到主给了我们祂的荣耀。
This is so wonderful. In John 17 verse 22.
我们在约翰福音第17章第22节那里看到这个这么奇妙的教训。
He gives us everything including his glory.
佢俾咗我哋佢所有嘅一切，包括佢嘅荣耀。
So that we may shine as He shone。
我哋有呢个荣耀嘅时候，我哋先至可以好似佢咁一样有光辉发射出嚟。
If you have received His glory, is it not obvious that you are bound to shine？
当你接受咗佢嘅荣耀之后，你系唔系跟住就有一个光辉反映出嚟咧
？You are bound to be able to give。
你即刻就可以有给予俾别人嘅能力。
So He gives us these seven things。
所以主耶稣基督俾咗呢七。
And these seven things represent everything that he had. Everything he had, he gave for us.
他所擁有的一切，他都給了我們。
That is so wonderful.
這個是主耶穌基督他自己奇妙的地方。
And then he says, come and follow me. Do the same thing.
所以他接著就說，你來我這裡跟隨我。
God help us not to become black holes, but to be shining stars in this generation.
願神都是祝福我們成為他自己的星狀，而不要成為這個太空上面的黑洞。
And that we may have the mind of Christ in us.
这样我们才是有主耶稣基督的心思和意念。
Who didn't come into the world to see what can I get for myself.
我们并不是说来到这个 世界上面说我们可以接收什么东西。
But he came to give.
但是主耶稣基督来到这个世界上面是给予我们。
And to give everything he had.
他给予我们一切。
That's why he's the light of the world.
所以他就是世上的光。
And he wants us to be the same way, that we may be the light of the world.
他也是需要我们成为这个世上的光。
God help us to be completely changed in our way of thinking.
愿神都是帮助我们在思想上面绝对的改变。
No more to think that life consists in how much we can possess.
希望我们都不要继续再想，在生命的意义就是说我们要吸取多少的事情上面。
But rather that life consists in how much we can give.
让我们在生命上面包含了我们在生命上面可以吸予多少。
So shall you be the light of the world.
让我们每一个人都成为主在世上的光。
Let us be quiet before God's prayer.
让你一起低头祷告。